to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
It's Friday!
Woo! Yeah, Friday!
We made it!
Yes, we did. Woohoo!
Today is 314.
Okay.
It's pie day.
It's pie day today? What's your favorite kind of pie?
You know what pie is, though, right? Not that pie.
Oh, you're talking about math pie.
Yeah. 3.14.
And then a lot of other numbers.
I'll tell you what, Cheyenne. God bless the nerds for coming up with this one.
Bless them.
On March 14th to come up with pie day, but today is pie day. So if you're looking to get some pizza, like 90%, I can't say all of them, 90% of the pizzerias in the valley are having some type of pizza special.
Because it's a pizza pie.
Yeah, like a $3.14 slice, which is kind of deep. Grimaldi's, come on. $3.14 slice.
That's wild.
That's your deal for pie day? Take it easy.
Calm
Thin
down.
Thin crusted pizza. It's not even a full pizza slice. You got to eat three slices of Grimaldi's just to get a regular slice.
You tell him, Nico.
Sorry. I grew up on real pizza. Anyway, a lot of the pizzerias are having huge deals. But I love pie in all forms.
I do. I also love pie in most forms. Yeah. I'm not a big, I mean, if we're talking literal pie, I don't like pecan pie. Oof. There's such something about the goo that just...
It is a little gelatinous.
It doesn't do it for me.
I always stop off at Rock Springs whenever I'm coming back or going to Vegas.
Uh-huh.
It's that little town that has like a couple pie shops.
Yeah.
And they have a bourbon pecan pie that it's normally out, but if you can get it, holy guacamole.
Well, I love that for you. I will live through you because I will not be putting it anywhere near my mouth.
They have the other ones, too.
I'll take those ones.
The key limes and the lemon creams and the Bostons. And
I'll take that. Well, I love Boston cream
chocolate
pie.
Chocolate cream pie.
Chocolate? Sign me up.
I feel like I'm Bubba from Forrest Gump. We got a chocolate cream pie. We got a Bubba. We got a key lime pie. We got a you can make pie in all types of ways. That was my friend Bubba. Anyway, we're getting off the rails a little bit. Coming up later today, we are going to play Minute to Win It.
We revealed up to question number 4 yesterday, which is a doozy.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing in it that really tells you much.
It's tough. Yeah.
It's even a
tough
hard
to
question.
Google. So that you got to kind of have like insider info.
Yeah. You guys went so fast earlier in the week that Abe was like, let me get you this time.
This answer will be opinionated.
You guys did it to yourselves.
Also today, another chance to get Camel Country Thunder tickets at Lone Butte because I'm doing a ticket stop at 5 o'clock.
Hey!
So I'll be out there. Gila River Resorts and Casinos, Lone Butte, 5 p.m. ticket stop. Tickets every 15 minutes starting at 5, go until 6 o'clock. You need to be there to grab these tickets.
Or be square.
Dang
and
right.
No one likes to be square.
Shall we get into a Friday?
Let's go!
Let's go!
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico Breaks the News.
Camel Country 107.9.
In today's Nico Breaks the News, we have some great news for Lana.
Yay, Lana. What are we telling her?
We're telling her that she no longer has to drive around her sister Carly.
Oh, well, that's good.
It raises so many questions for me, though.
Yeah, immediately. Right off the bat. Why?
Maybe her sister was just very young and she just got her license, but it sounds to me...
There's more drama there?
There may be some police activity involved.
No! Okay.
Let's call her up.
Okay.
What? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Is this Lana? Lana?
Yes, it's Lana. Who's this?
Hey, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
Okay, what's that?
I am a service that your sister Carly has asked me to break the news to you. I'm breaking news.
Okay. Oh, no. My sister.
Yeah.
Could be anything. Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. She wanted me to tell you that... this is good news, by the way. She wanted me to tell you that she just got her license back after the 3 months that she had it restricted. And
yeah.
You don't have to drive her around anymore. So...
Oh, my God. That's so great.
That's good news. She said she was... very over you telling her to take Ubers everywhere.
Yeah, that's so great. Oh, my God. I'm so done. Yeah.
So.
What? What?
So, hey, Lana, it's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country 107.9. We have so many questions about this one.
Yeah. Oh, first this is the radio. You guys are the radio?
Yes.
We are the radio. That is us.
We are. Why have you been driving her around? Why was her license restricted?
She's just the worst driver. She got in an accident. She, backed into a pole, and then she just left her car. It was in a parking lot, but she just left it. She was like, I'm done. She's so irresponsible. It's just, it took this long for the whole thing to get sorted out, but she's just the worst. She gets tickets all the time.
She had a bunch of points on her license?
Yeah,
just done. She just gets, it's nothing really, she's not hurting anybody.
Yeah.
Thank not God. Bad,
I know.
But,
she hurt the pole.
She's a menace.
She's terrible. She just left. But this last thing, she just left her car.
Oh, that's a problem. That's definitely against the law. Hey,
but it was like, she backed the pole and then she left the car and then it was half in the lot and half on the sort of driveway road part.
Why is she driving?
I don't know. I mean, because I don't want to, I'm not driving her around.
Her getting her license back is a good thing?
It's good for her.
Yeah, I'm hoping she'll be more responsible. We really shamed her and my other sisters and I, so I'm hoping
really
that
we really bullied her into submission to be a good driver.
Oh, man.
Also, what area of town does she live in so that I completely avoid that area? Because I don't want nothing to do with that.
Well, good luck with that one, Lana. You are an amazing sister.
Thank you.
She's like, I know.
And she is no longer your problem.
Yeah.
Now she's everybody else's problem.
Now she's our problem.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
I mean, is your driver's license ever 100% accurate with your height, weight, hair color, and eye color?
I don't think mine has been accurate on the weight since I was 16. So the day that I got it, it's never been accurate.
You've always been hey, you see that information? Transfer it.
It's the same.
Transfer it over.
I will say, I did upgrade it the last time I got a license, so it is more accurate than from when I was 16.
Very good. Well played, madam. Mine says 6 feet tall, 190 pounds. I haven't been 190 pounds in about 7 years. I have broken the 200 mold. I float around. According to my license, 190 pounds.
Perfect.
There we go.
Mine, I wish I could tell you it was also accurate. I have not been the weight that is on my license in the same, about 5 to 7 years. So
it's a floating scale, Cheyenne.
It's a sliding scale.
It's never accurate. And Luke Combs knows this firsthand because there was a rumor circulating from a bio that said he was only 5'9".
Not that that's bad.
But when
you're 6 feet tall.
It has nothing to do with it being bad or good.
Yeah.
But it has to do with him saying, his response, 6 foot, 300 pounds of beefcake, according to my driver's license.
The fact that he just calls himself a beefcake is probably the best thing I'll hear for the rest of the week. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, he said 5'9" is crazy work.
Yeah. Could you imagine him being 5'9"? No, I can't.
Yeah, I mean, the dude is very, very prominent. He's got a very...
The stature fits the man.
Yes.
The stature fits the man.
Yes.
And I love that.
And it just goes to show that if you need to fib a little on your driver's license, you just tell them whatever you want.
Just tell them. They're not going to check you anyways.
6'4"?
But also...
For real?
Maybe in 2025, all of our health goals should be the weight that is on our license.
There you go.
What's your...
I like that.
When you go in to talk to your nutritionist and they look you in the face and say, so what are your weight loss goals? I just want to match what's on my driver's license. I just, for once in my life, I want to be able to look at my license and be like,
that's it.
Yes.
That's my goal.
That's it.
Get back down to 190.
That's the goal. That's what we're doing.
You know what? Next time when I get my license renewed in 2043, because that's how long you can have a driver's license here in Arizona.
Which is wild, because in Washington State, you have to upgrade it every 4 years.
4 or 5 years.
It's
normal.
Crazy.
That's normal. Yeah, here it's 25 years.
They're just until you die.
I'm looking at the people online at the DMV who are clearly in their 60s to 70s going, we're really going to let this guy legally drive on the road for 25 years? I know. We're not going to check in between at some point?
The older you get, the amount of renewal time should get smaller. Yeah, right? Like, you have to come in more frequently the older
you get. It's like an eye exam. Come on, man. It's only going to degrade. But anyway, I'm going to put down, I think I will weigh on that day 170 pounds.
Ooh, look at you go. Yeah,
I'm slimming up.
You know, I like the goals. I'm here for it.
Sierra's on the phone. Sierra, no one's information on their driver's license matches themselves in person. Is this true in your case?
Yes. I like to dye my hair different colors. I'm really into changing up my hairstyle. So every time I get carded, it's like, who is this? I'm like, oh, that's one time I had red hair. Now I have blonde hair.
So what does your driver's license say?
It says brunette. It says brown.
So your natural color, according to your driver's license, is brunette. What color is it today?
It's blonde.
Oh, that's not too bad. I was thinking that you were going to say, like, blue, yeah, fuchsia pink or something.
Green.
Yeah, I was thinking something super wild.
Been that. Yeah, I've done blue, I've done red, I've done pink, I've done purple, I've done blue.
You probably have really great skin, like a good skin complexion
and
color.
Yeah, I do, yeah. I have good skin.
You're probably very attractive, too. I could tell.
You sound attractive.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
So, do you ever have any issues when you show your ID places, or do you have to show your ID?
Yeah, definitely. When I do go and have cocktails or whatever, I do get carded all the time.
If it makes you feel better, I get double looked at, double glanced every time I go to TSA. Because my license has me bald.
Oh, man.
I'm bald in my license.
Yeah.
And I have long blonde hair now. So, I mean, you're not the only one. I get it.
And they don't want to ask?
Oh, they don't want to ask. No. They just look at it. They look down at it. They look at me. They look back down at it. They look back at me. And I just smile.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Hi. And they go, oh, okay.
Hey, Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Today will be another opportunity for you to score these tickets, and I will leave it all up to the reach into the box method. It's called a raffle.
Because you've got 30 days of thunder happening today at Gila River Resorts and Casinos Lone Butte.
If you want to meet me out there, it starts at 5 o'clock. I know it might be a little early for some, but you know what? It's Friday.
It is Friday.
Check out a little early. Be like, boss, I got tickets to win.
I got to go see Nico.
And they're free. Oh, wait, where are you going? I'm coming with you. That's what everybody's
going to
say.
It's a good possibility. And then, of course, remember, right after we're done, free line dancing starts from 6 to 7, and then from 7 for the rest of the night, they have live country music.
Yeah, it's a good time at Lone Butte.
Yeah, you can put those new dancing skills to good use.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
All right, Nico, it's minute to win it on a Friday. Woohoo! We had a question up to number 4 yesterday revealed with this new set of questions. We've got Kaylee and Peoria ready to play. Good morning, Kaylee.
Good morning.
All right, you've got 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You go as far as your right answers will take you. Once you get a question wrong, the game is over.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
Oh, I'd love to hear a little confidence.
She's good to go.
Let's play minute to win it.
10 questions. 60 seconds. Do you have what it takes?
Cheyenne's Minute to Win It starts now.
This Country Thunder performer released her debut album, Three Chords and the Truth, in 1997.
Sarah Evans.
In what state can you find Plymouth Rock?
Massachusetts.
What chess piece does each player start with 8 of?
Pawn.
This Country Thunder performer was born Joshua, but changed it at the suggestion of his record label.
Jay Cohen.
Which planet is known for its Great Red Spot, a storm that is larger than Earth?
Bright Red Spot. Jupiter.
Piloerection is a fancy medical term for what condition that occurs when you get creeped out or really cold? I can hear you Googling it.
Can you repeat that?
Piloerection is a fancy medical term for what condition that occurs when you get creeped out or really cold?
Peyronie disease?
Nope, that's not it.
Oh, no.
That's not it. As quick as your Google fingers were, they were not quick enough. Unfortunately, so you did not get all 10 right, which of course would get you that grand prize of 440 passes. However, we are going to get you in to Country Thunder on Thursday with a pair of tickets to Camel Country Thunder for Thursday.
Hey!
Awesome. Thank you so
much. So you got one day down. You're welcome. Kaylee, hang on just a second. We're going to get you those tickets, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Robert in Avondale is on the phone. Robert, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
You guys, I got a pretty good life hack. Specifically, well, just for men.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll sit this one out.
Cheyenne.
Well, all right, but you'll want to hear about it so you'll know what's up.
This is just for men, like okay. The hair coloring product.
So, Cheyenne, we know you love Target, right?
I do. Yeah, I do. It's true.
Nico, we know your wife loves Target.
This
right?
is true. How did what? He must listen to the
he
show.
Must listen, and I love that for you and us.
Okay, Robert, tell me more about my wife.
So, I'm telling you, I found a great way for men out there to save money is you, the man, go to Target and leave your lady at home. So if she's like, I got to go to Target, you say, hey, you know what, babe? I'll do you a favor.
I'll go to Target.
I'll go to Target for you instead. And then that way, you only pick up what's on the list and not like two or three extra things.
I feel
that like end up coming home.
Personally attacked right
judged?
Now. I feel,
you feel
judged. I feel attacked. I feel, I don't know what I feel, but I'm feeling feelings right now.
Greatest life hack I've ever heard in my entire life.
I refuse to
Thank
clap.
You.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you. You're going to save like $300 a month, I promise you. And you might seem like a good guy to be like, hey, babe, I stopped by Target for you. That way you don't have to go.
Yeah.
Time. Uh-huh. That's a win-win-win. Everybody
you're
just, wins
you're
in that
disguising
situation.
It as
she'll
you're
be like,
being a good guy.
<she'll be> like,
correct.
When I tell you when I tell you I'm running low on gas, you don't jump to pump my gas.
Exactly, but I tell you I gotta go to Target and you beat me to the door? Get out of here.
Exactly. Exactly. And you'd be like, I already got it for you. Here you go.
I love
it,
Robert.
I love this for you. Don't love this for me. So I bid you good day, sir.
Sorry, Cheyenne.
I said it wasn't a tip for the lady.
I'm a firm believer in this, okay? I support it. If I was to go to Target without my wife, I would be a little more accomplished.
That's a heavy statement.
She...
You better hope Brooklyn Dana's not listening, Nico.
Well, listen, I'm a meanderer in all other stores, but Target is one thing where I get easily distracted, so I'm very focused.
Wow, that's actually really impressive.
She's the Target meanderer.
Her and me both.
Who is always off Target? Might I say that also?
That was smooth, actually.
Janine in Phoenix,
we heard that your husband can't go to Target by himself because he leaves stuff off the list?
Every time. And I'm like, babe, if you're going to go do the Target run because you don't want me to spend too much money, then you need to get the stuff on the list. At least two of the things, the most important, I put a star by, you know?
And then because it's like, they go to the store and they forget what, like, they don't get the one thing that you need, and you're still going to end up going back to Target anyways to do it the first, to get it right. Like,
to get it right.
Janine, allow me to say that men are like dogs. We are easily distracted. And there is a lot of stuff in Target where I'm like, ooh, what's over there? Ooh,
squirrel.
Whoa.
He loves the electronics aisle. So.
Oh, yeah. I could pitch a tent in the electronics area and just live there and go through it every single day.
So for Janine, this wouldn't work.
No,
this
not at
would
all.
Not work. All right.
Not at all. Not so much.
You're absolutely right, Janine. Thank you.
It's a no-go. Thank you.
Good morning, Camel Nation. It's Nico and Cheyenne. And we got something that's very important, and it's happening this weekend, right, Cheyenne?
Yeah, it's happening tomorrow, actually. As a lot of people know, I'm a big supporter of domestic violence survivors and raising awareness for domestic violence because I lived through it. I've seen it. I know a lot of people who have lived through it, which is really unfortunate. So another sad part to it is, like, we have a lot of domestic violence in the Valley.
Yeah.
It's very prevalent. We've seen it a lot over the last couple of years. From people not surviving through it. And so whenever the time, try not to cry because this is a very heavy topic for me. And I'm also realize how early in the morning this
is. I feel you. Take your time. It's one of those things also that you don't really see. Like you can't tell it's going on. Because
no.
A lot of people that are stuck in this terrible loop almost defend it in some cases. So.
Well, it's called, it comes down to Stockholm syndrome. Mm-hmm. Like, you defend your abuser because you love them.
Yeah.
It's not for lack of love by any means, but it's, you know, the manipulation is so deeply rooted in domestic violence that you truly believe that it won't happen again.
Yeah.
It won't be you. He said sorry. She said sorry. She won't do it again. Because I don't want men who are going through it to think that we only talk about it from a female's perspective. There are women out there who are abusers.
Yeah.
Who are just as bad as the male abusers. Like, this is a cross-gender issue.
Right.
1,000%.
So for anybody that needs help in this situation, who's going through it right now, there are resources. There's an event tomorrow.
Yeah. So there is a clothing drive happening tomorrow with Sojourner, which is a domestic violence shelter. It's here in town. They have a room. It's called the donation room, which they have open to survivors who are trying to get out of domestic violence situations. But in order to maintain that donation room, they obviously need donations.
Yeah.
So tomorrow they're having a clothing drive from 7 to 2 p.m. It's at Capital Litho Printing and U-Haul Center. It's on the corner of 16th and East Oak Street. Mm-hmm. Again, that's from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're looking for new or gently used clothing, shoes, and household items that these moms and men too can use to get back on their feet and to get out of these situations. Because I will tell you, the hardest part about getting out of a situation like this is knowing that you're going to leave with close to nothing. Because a lot of us, myself included, leave in the middle of the night. You leave
you're escaping.
Yeah. I left with two suitcases and a diaper bag. And one of my suitcases was full of just diapers because I needed them.
Right.
So you're leaving with basically as much as you can carry, and that's it.
Yeah.
So it is very, very important. I know, like, you guys know, I'm leaving on a plane later today, and I've already designated I've gone through my closet, and I've already designated people to take my stuff to the clothing drive while I'm gone, because I'm not going to be here for it, which is really unfortunate, because if I was in town, I would be volunteering.
Yeah.
They also need volunteers. So
they
if
need
you got
volunteers.
Nothing going
yeah.
on.
That was another thing they stressed.
Yeah. So if you got nothing going on, you can contact my girlfriend, Mercedes Castillo. She's the head of the drive. You can find her on Instagram, or you can just go to the Sojourner Instagram page and contact them, and they will set you up to help volunteer because they need volunteers.
Looking for volunteers, looking for donations. Again, tomorrow, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yep.
The exact address was
Capital Litho Printing and U-Haul on 16th Street and East Oak Street.
There you go.
If you we'll put it up on our Instagram at Nico and Cheyenne too. So
beautiful, love that.
You can find it there too.
Follow our Instagram. Get in touch if you want to help out. Every little bit helps.
Every little bit helps. So go through your closets. You ain't wearing all that anyways.
There you go. Hey, it's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Cheyenne, I was thinking about bringing a date to Country Thunder this year.
Oh, were you, Nico?
No.
Does your wife know that?
I was curious, though, honestly. As you may or may not know, Camel Nation, I am very married to a very spicy Latina for the past 10 years. So I am not trying to mess around, even joke on the radio about bringing a date to Country Thunder. But it did pop into my brain. I was like, you know what? I've been to Country Thunder a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I see a lot of young love happening.
Oh, it buds.
Right?
Love blossoms at Country Thunder.
Country Thunder kind of brings the couples together.
Or tears them apart, you know?
Yeah. It could be very volatile, too.
Booze and relationships sometimes don't always work out.
So I thought about it. I'm like, which day, what time? Like, if I was just starting in a relationship, I had a couple dates under my belt with somebody that I really, really loved, and we love country music and the culture, and we really want to experience Country Thunder together. What is the best date to make it happen that you will have the best time together and not break up?
Like you were saying, like what day of Country Thunder is the best day?
Yeah.
This year?
Oh, what time of day? Like, because that also is very, very volatile. Because at some point, Country Thunder turns into
thunder from down under.
Country thunder.
The thunder in the country.
From down under, the under. Everybody starts to speak with Australian accents, and we listen to Keith Urban.
That'll be Friday for sure.
Okay, so stay away from Friday in a new relationship.
Maybe do like a light Thursday.
I don't know, because Keith Urban has a lot of love songs.
Yeah.
So Friday might be a pretty great day.
Yeah.
If you're trying to like be in your feels.
Yeah, and Hardy might be a little too rowdy.
Hardy is probably not the day if you're gonna, if you want, again, want to be in your feels.
Okay. Okay, I like that.
I would say probably Thursday or Friday this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think, okay, Camel Nation, we've come up with it. Get tickets for Friday.
I mean, get tickets for all 4 days.
Yes.
But if you're going to bring your lover.
Yeah, yeah, like a new budding relationship.
Yeah.
Like an old relationship where you're just like, ugh, whatever. Ugh.
It's my old ball and chain.
The old dog's coming with me this year. If that's where you're at in your relationship.
We love that for you.
Just go to have like a wild and crazy time.
Yeah.
And if at any time you find yourself at Crazy Coyote, leave immediately. Immediately. It is not for relationships.
It is. Crazy Coyote is where relationships sometimes go to die.
There's a sign
also,
that says
inhibitions. They don't exist in
leave
Crazy
your
Coyote.
Relationship at the dough. The question was arisen, should I take my new relationship to Country Thunder this year? We say it's a dangerous proposition, but at the end of the day, you might even grow closer to one
you
another.
You might. I've always been told, quote, don't bring sand to the beach, Cheyenne.
That's a good one right there.
Yeah, I think so. I think that especially if, like, it's new.
Yeah.
And this is also but a sliding scale, right? Like,
yes.
Wherever you fall on the spectrum as to your preference, like, that's on you.
Yeah.
This is just a general conversation.
If you're in a new relationship, what are you supposed to do? Like, not go to Country Thunder? At all?
Yeah.
Just because you're in a relationship?
Or you go separately and then that's weird.
Yes.
I think that's weirder.
That's risky.
Yeah.
That's risky for the biscuit. I don't like that.
I don't know if I like that, but not the only one.
What's the Camel Nation's response to this?
Text from the 602. I don't know my girlfriend at Country Thunder.
Oh!
... Ha ha ha. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Smart. Smart move.
He knew.
Yep.
Text from 623, I don't know about everybody else, but I found my husband at Country Thunder.
Woo!
But you didn't bring sand to the beach.
Yeah, you
if
were
you
solo.
Would have brought sand to the beach, you wouldn't have found your husband. See?
I'll tell you what, guys turn into a whole different animal when they're at Country Thunder. And if I was a woman, I'd be like, oh, that's marriage material right there. Nope.
No. Text from the 480, all 4 days are good for love at Country Thunder. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I fall in love 4 different times at Country Thunder.
Hey! And that, my friends, is when you need to make a doctor's appointment on Monday morning because you caught something at Country Thunder.
Oh my gosh.
I think baseball stadiums are perfectly built for two things.
Yes.
Eating hot dogs.
Absolutely.
And music festivals.
Not for baseball?
Not for baseball.
Outside of its original use,
yeah.
That would be accurate.
Oh, yeah. They play baseball, too.
Oopsies.
We got to throw out the first pitch yesterday. If you want to check out all our social medias, at Nico and Cheyenne on Instagram. That was a great time, man.
We had a blast.
Surprise Stadium, cool. Thank you for the opportunity. Even though it wasn't either of our teams, we were still very well received.
We were very well received. It was cool to stand like at the tunnel and watch because your son Justin was there, my son Easton was there.
Yeah.
They were getting high fives from the Padres. Like, it was so cool.
That was awesome.
I loved it.
And then our kids, Easton and Justin, my son is Justin, your son is Easton, got to say play ball.
They were the play ball kids.
They're the play ball boys.
And I don't know about Justin after you guys left, but Easton talked about it all night.
Oh.
Long.
When you guys left, Justin was walking around to random people, going, did you see me on the big screen? Did you see
that's
me? And they're like,
so cute.
No, little boy, I did not. Why would I have seen you? And he goes, I was the play ball boy. I said play ball. And they're like, oh, that's very nice. Okay, thank you.
That is so cute.
He walked around like a little celebrity. It was cool. Toby Keith.
at the big bar in the sky right now.
R.I.P., sir. I hope he's looking down on country music and he's proud of what we're doing with it.
He is living it up. I can guarantee that part.
Oh, for sure.
I can guarantee that part.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure he's co-signing a lot of stuff that's happening in country music right now.
Maybe he's just watching this show right here on Camel, and he's like, I like what Nico and Cheyenne are doing. Those two are funny.
I did, thankfully, get a chance to interview him before he passed away, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And he did say, I love you. And I was like, wow.
I love that.
He was like, I love you, man. And I was like, wow.
Did you say, you know what, Toby? That I is love like, you, man.
Yeah, that is like a deity actually like blessing you.
That's so cool.
I was like, holy, this guy's either really drunk or really happy right now.
I love that. It's either way, I would take it.
Because it was at Country Thunder. So probably a little bit of both.
He
shared his Red Solo cup with me, which apparently he does not do. Because he was like, hey, man, you need a drink. And I was like, oh, really? We're going to start this interview like that? Okay. And they were looking around, they were scrambling, whatever. He just handed me his drink. It was straight whiskey. He goes, here, take this one. I was like,
oh my gosh. Did you save that cup?
I don't know. I think I ended up getting drunk. I think the cup is gone now.
Oh, man.
But yeah.
That's
wild. It was his Red Solo cup.
With his lippies all over it.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
It shouldn't matter at all.
We were all men.
In that moment, we were together.
We were men on a tour bus. If he would have asked me to shower with him, I probably would have said okay.
Yeah, I definitely would have also. So
too far. Rest in peace, Toby. It's time to say adios, amigos.
Love you so much. Bye.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.